It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. On Monday, New Mexico state health officials announced 132 additional COVID-19 cases in the state. Five deaths were reported in New Mexico on Monday. Three of those COVID-19-related deaths were residents here in southwest New Mexico. Officials say a woman in her 60s with underlying conditions from Doniana County has died, as well as a man in his 60s from Luna County and another man in his 50s from Sierra County. Both were hospitalized. Health officials reported on Monday that 127 individuals were hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. On the Tuesday Health Watch, a sore throat is a common ailment, but also one included among symptoms for COVID-19. KERA Sam Baker talked with Dr. Bradley Berg of Baylor Scott and White about whether a sore throat is now more cause for concern.
A lot of respiratory viruses will infect tissues of the throat and make them inflamed and sore. In addition, the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 causes a lot of respiratory symptoms such as congestion and runny nose. And that mucus running down the back of the throat also irritates the throat and will make it red.
So the throat is part of the upper respiratory system?
Correct. The throat connects the nose to the lungs and the stomach. And so a lot of times respiratory viruses that attack the respiratory system will also attack the tissues of the throat.
Is a sore throat enough to warrant seeking a test for COVID-19?
Usually not. Most of the time, even if the sore throat is due to COVID-19, the recommendations are really if it's mild, if you're not having a lot of other symptoms or maybe a little runny nose or cough, you can pretty much treat it at home. And most of the time, the viruses that cause sore throats will self-resolve in 4 or 5 days without treatment. If you're having higher fevers, a bad sore throat, or the sore throat's lasting for more than 4 or 5 days, you should go in and get checked and make sure you don't need additional treatment.
So what are the usual causes of sore throat?
The vast majority of sore throats are caused by viruses. They're particles that you breathe in through your mouth or you have them on your hands and you touch your face and they invade your body. Other causes of sore throat can be allergies. On top of that, there's some other infectious causes such as strep throat. Strep throat is caused by a bacteria, and that causes a severe sore throat, often a fever, stomach ache, can cause some swollen glands. That needs antibiotics to take care of. And then you can also get mono, which causes a lot of symptoms that are very similar to COVID, such as extreme fatigue, bad sore throat, high fevers, swollen glands, body aches. It doesn't usually have the respiratory component, though, of the cough and congestion.
So what's the best way to treat it?
Well, as most sore throats are self-resolving, the best way to treat it is just conservatively at home. You can do that by gargling with warm salt water, drinking warm tea, which soothes the throat, or taking ibuprofen or Tylenol just to help with the pain. And then if the sore throat's lasting longer, though, or more severe where you can't drink or eat, then you may have to go in and get it checked out and get antibiotics.
Are there things you should stay away from when treating sore throat?
The biggest thing that we like to avoid are the antibiotics for non-bacterial sore throats, because antibiotics are specific for bacteria. And the most common bacteria that causes a sore throat is going to be strep throat or streptococcal bacteria. When you give antibiotics for other causes, then you can cause resistance to the bacteria in your body. And the next time you get sick with a bacterial infection, the antibiotics may not work as well.
So all that said, what's the best way to prevent sore throat?
Following all the guidelines for prevention of COVID-19, most sore throats, with the exception of allergies, are going to be transmitted by contact or by respiratory droplets from somebody around you being sick. So being really diligent about washing your hands, especially before eating meals, making sure you cover your mouth, don't spread those droplets to other people. And if somebody around you is coughing, staying away from them, asking them to cover their mouth, or turning in the opposite direction so that those droplets are not directly infecting you. Masks have really been shown to be exceptionally good at preventing the spread of the respiratory droplets, primarily because the person who's wearing the mask doesn't breathe in as many respiratory droplets from other people, so they're not as likely to get sick because they don't have the same amount of virus coming into them. And then also, if they're sick, that mask prevents them from spreading the droplets to other people.
Dr. Berg, thank you for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure.